Now the Dharma that we are practicing is the great perfection. And we must keep it in our mind stream moment by moment. And how do we practice this great perfection perfectly? We must master the methods of practice of the great perfection. We know that this Dharma has been passed down from Samantabhadra to Padmasambhava to Longchenpa to Jigmelingpa to Jigme Gelwe Nyuku to Patral Rinpoche to Kempong Machung to eventually Trugarik Rinpoche, who was the root Lama of His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, who was the reincarnation of Chenri Zig. And His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche followed Trugarik Rinpoche for 44 years and assisted him, was by his side for this time. And he attained the state of great perfection, rainbow body. And His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche is really one of the very, very important lineage holders in the practices of the great perfection. And so in this very auspicious, perfect, great perfection lineage, His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche is very, very important. And in the practice of the great perfection, it's very good that we follow a very pure lineage, which we are. We are following that lineage of His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche. And allow all of this very auspicious Dharma, the empowerments, the pith instructions, the trektro instructions, to be absorbed within our mind stream. And we are very close to this lineage. There's no lineage in between this. Just like if we directly pour water from one cup directly into another cup. And in terms of Tibetan Buddhism, what is very, very important is that we follow a very pure lineage. And even if it is great perfection, however the lineage is impure, then Tibetans won't practice this lineage. The blessing of the lineage really is determined by the purity of the lineage. The purity of the lineage is very, very important, and we are directly receiving the lineage from His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche. Between Samantabhadra and Padmasambhava, there has only been His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, who has given us these instructions on how to practice. And having this pure lineage that we are following, how do we go about following it successfully? And how to follow it step by step according to the step-by-step procedures? Look at the case of Milarepa. He was a really incredibly great realizer. When he started practicing the great perfection, he was very good at practice, and so he was very arrogant. And when he met the one master, and this master said to him, in terms of practicing the great perfection, if you have a good foundation, you can attain the realization. If you practice in the morning, you can attain realization. If you practice at night, you can realize the realization. If you have a lot of faith in the Dharma. And Milarepa thought, oh, this Dharma really is very auspicious, and I am somebody who already has a very good foundation in practice. And so he didn't practice every day. He was sleeping, not practicing. And then this great perfection master looked at this and said, oh, this Milarepa isn't suitable to practice this great perfection. He's far too arrogant. Then this great perfection master said to Milarepa, it's not suitable that you learn the great perfection with me. So Milarepa said, well, then who should I go to? And he said, you should go and find Marpa. And he is the master that will be suitable for you to be able to practice and learn from. Milarepa was the type of person that, in saying this, he said, okay, then I won't study with you anymore, and I will go and find Marpa. And then he went and found the great teacher Marpa. When meeting Marpa, Marpa asked Milarepa, why have you come to see me? And Milarepa said, I wish to practice the great perfection. I want to attain Buddhahood. And Marpa saw that Milarepa was full of negative karma and that he had experienced these great troubles with respect to how his uncle and his aunt had treated himself and his mother, and that he practiced dark magic and created many, many hailstorm, or a great hailstorm, that then wiped out the whole family. And I think it was around 37 people that were killed. Marpa told Milarepa, "You have two choices. The one is that I teach the Dharma and you organize your own livelihood. Or the second is I will help you to sustain your livelihood and you go and request for the Dharma somewhere else." And so Milarepa said, "I will look after my own needs in terms of welfare, and I request that you please teach me the Dharma." And we all know the hardships that Milarepa experienced in terms of his process of practice. Many of us have read his biography. And at the end of the day, why was it that Milarepa became such a well-known and respected practitioner? And why was he so great? What was so great about him? Because his practice, or the process of his practice, was really, really difficult. Marpa made him build a tower, and then made him pull it down, and then made him build it again. And he had to do this all by himself. Why was it that Milarepa was so great? It's because when he saw Marpa, it was like he had met his father. And because of his belief in Marpa, he continued with his practice. If Milarepa's faith wasn't so great, in the process of all of the hardships he experienced, for sure he would have run away. Was Marpa good to Milarepa or not? If we look at it from a material point of view, then wow, how terrible he was towards Milarepa. Always complaining, shouting at him, reprimanding him, making him work so hard. Didn't teach him. He would let other people come and listen to teachings, but he wouldn't allow Milarepa to attend the teachings. While others were receiving teachings, he made Milarepa carry on building the tower. And Milarepa worked so hard that from carrying those rocks that you could almost see his intestines. And Marpa's Dakini saw this and couldn't help but feel so sorry for Milarepa, and so she on the secret gave some food to Milarepa, and Marpa through his clairvoyance saw what she had done, and Marpa reprimanded his Dakini and Milarepa very severely and continued not giving any food to Milarepa and made him work very hard and didn't give him any teachings. Why was it that Milarepa was still able to continue? It was because of the belief of Milarepa in Marpa. There was one time that Marpa was going to give an empowerment, and many, many, many students came. And so Marpa's Dakini gave Milarepa a gem to make an offering to Marpa for the empowerment, and Milarepa snuck in and he went before Marpa and offered this gem, and Marpa said, "Wow, that is a really beautiful gem, and where did you get it from?" And Milarepa was very direct and he said, "Your Dakini gave it to me to give as an offering." And Marpa was very, very angry and chased both Milarepa and his Dakini out of the temple and didn't allow them to receive the empowerment. Chased them both out in front of so many people. And why was Marpa doing this? It was Marpa's way to test the faith of the student. If this happened to us again and again, would we continue to practice? If we had to come to our guru and request for the instructions, and our guru shouted at us and told us to leave without giving any instructions, and then the second time, again coming to the guru and requesting for pith instructions, and the guru reprimands us and chases us out without giving us any instructions, and then also the third time doing exactly the same thing, what would most of us do? Definitely we would go and meet or go and see another guru. Definitely we would run away. Never mind just running away, probably also slander this guru. This guru is very bad. This guru has no compassion towards the students. And maybe engage in all kinds of different slander. Why? Because we are not really truly wishing for enlightenment, to attain Buddhahood, wanting the Dharma. What we are looking for is material benefit and blessing. What did Milarepa want? He wanted enlightenment. Milarepa had this foundation that he knew that however Marpa treated him, no matter how badly, that by following the teachings and the instructions of Marpa, he would be able to attain his goal of attaining enlightenment. He had this unmoving belief, and thus, no matter how Marpa treated him, he would still continue to practice with Marpa. And so what is this? Is the teacher really testing what do we really want to achieve? From the biography of Milarepa, we really can see what do we really want to achieve through our practice. We see the same situation with Huainan Master. When he went to the sixth great master, he said, I want to attain enlightenment. I don't want anything else. We see this is the motivation of these really great students. This is what they really want. They really want to attain liberation. They want this blessing, no matter how you treat them, whether you treat them with compassion, reprimand them, beat them. What the guru is trying to do is to cut through their attachment to all of these material concerns, layer by layer, cutting through these attachments. Why have you come to request for the Dharma? Do you really want to attain Buddhahood? And all of these difficulties are also a test that the guru gives to the students. What is the reason that you have come to visit me? What is it that you want? Do you say that I want to be just like Milarepa, and in the same way I wish to attain enlightenment, just like Milarepa went to Marpa? Have a look, observe yourself, check your own motivations. Maybe this is a different era to Milarepa. However, requesting for the Dharma is the same. It doesn't matter which era we're in. This is not going to change.